Like I said, my name's Dan. I've had the privilege of serving as our youth minister here for the last 4 years.
我的名字叫Dan, 我有这样子的特权在这里做青少年的传道人有四年之久。
And I have great memories of going to some of our combined services when I was in high school.
当我在高中的时候，我有参加过一些合并的中英文的聚会。
I would always remember Rosa translating so I could understand what was going on.
我记得那时候Rosa在做翻译，我能够明白是讲台所讲的。
And I'm just really blessed that I get to experience having her translate a message that I'm preaching now.
我觉得我非常蒙福，今天她能够为我做翻译。
This passage that we just read in the book of 1 Kings.
我们刚刚读的列王记上的这一段经文。
What we're going to talk about today is dealing with disappointment.
今天我们所要讲的是如何面对失望。
And as I have gotten older, I have learned that I don't handle disappointment very well.
当我渐渐长大的时候，我发现我不太能够处理这个失望。
And I think friends and people who were close to me when I was younger would warn me about that.
当我在年纪小一点的时候，有人就是警告过我这件事。
For example, right after I graduated from college, I went on a mission trip to Japan.
那么，举个例子，当我高中毕业以后，我就去了日本做短宣。
I had a great time on this trip, and I came back and I told Peter Fong, who was our English pastor, I wanted to go back there as a missionary.
那么在那里我一段很好的时光，所以我回来就跟我们英文部的牧师 Peter Fong 说，我还要再回去。And
he said, "Don't go."
他说不要再去。And
the reason he said, ministry in Japan is very difficult.
他说因为在日本做这个服事是很困难的。And
you don't handle disappointment very well.
那因为你不太能够处理失望。And
he was right.
那么他是对的。But
when we think about the idea of being disappointed, I think we have all felt this way at one time or another.
当我们谈到失望的时候，我相信我们每一个人在某一段时间都有过这样子的经历。
We know what it's like to have expectations that are not met.
我们都知道，当我们的期望不能达成的时候，我们是怎么样的感觉。
We know what it feels like to question God and say, God, why did things not work out the way I expected them to?
我们都知道，我们会问神，为什么这个事情不是像我想象的。
So I get to preach here maybe once a year on the Chinese side, not that often.
所以呢，大概每年有一次我来到中文堂来释放信息。
And so my greatest connection with many of you is that I spend time with your children.
那我跟你们当中的关系呢，是因为我跟你们的孩子们认识。
And I am going to guess there are times that they do not meet your expectations.
所以呢，我要猜想有的时候他们是不能达到你的期望。
There are times where you're wondering, why don't they behave this way?
有的时候你可能就说，他们为什么不是这样子做呢？
Why are their grades not better?
为什么他们的成绩不能够好一点？
Why do they love video games and iPhones so much?
那为什么他们很喜欢这个电脑游戏，很喜欢手机呢？
But when we dig a little deeper and we think about disappointment,
所以呢，当我们再稍稍深入一点的时候，当我们讲到失望。
We know what it feels like to have family relationships go differently than we would want them to.
我们知道有的时候我们的家庭的关系呢是不如我们的期望。
Or maybe things that we experience at church that we wish were different.
或者呢在教会里面我们希望有些事情不是这样子的。
For example, many of you probably did not expect that both the English minister and youth minister would not be here this summer.
所以呢，我就举个例子说，我相信你们很多人都没有想到，今年夏天那个英文部的传道人和那个青少年传道人都会同时不在这里。
We know what it feels like when our expectations turn out different than reality.
那我们都知道，当我们的期望没有达成的时候，我们是什么样的感觉？
And so this passage is a great message for us to understand how we deal with disappointment.
所以呢，这一段经文呢是很好的，让我们能够学习如何处理我们的失望的情绪。
We see this in the life of Elijah, who's one of the Old Testament heroes.
那么我们在以利亚的身上能够看到这一点。
And when I was reading about this passage this week, I came across something that Charles Spurgeon, he's a famous British preacher in the 19th century, he said this.
当我这个礼拜读这段经文的时候呢，我就读到19世纪英国一个有名的布道家叫做斯布珍，他对这一段经文的讲解。
Sometimes we enter into a mysterious state of depression.
他说有的时候我们莫名其妙呢就进入到一个很沮丧的低潮里面。
And it is good to learn from the scripture that another person has been in the valley of death.
那么能够从经文里圣经里面能够看到也有别人能够也跌到这样死亡的低潮里去。
So we want to understand the disappointment that Elijah was dealing with at this time.
所以呢我们要明白以利亚在这个时候他所面对的失望。
And in this passage, we see that Elijah feels alone as a prophet of God.
所以呢在这一段经文里面我们看到以利亚他觉得他是作为神的先知他是非常孤单的。
He had great hopes that the people of Israel would turn away from wickedness and turn back to God.
他有很大的期望说以色列人能够从他们自那个罪恶的路当中回转到神那里。
Now, was this hope or expectation unreasonable?
那么他的这个希望他的期望是不是不合理的呢？
Was it good that he had this expectation?
他有这样的期望是不是好的？
And I would say that it was.
那么我会说是的。
But what we will learn is having great expectations is not a bad thing.
那我们就可以说啊，有很高的期望不是坏事。
But it's possible that God has a different or a prolonged way for us to understand what He's doing.
但是呢，有的时候神的作为呢，跟我们想象的不同，也需要更多的时间让我们来明白。
And so we just read from 1 Kings chapter 19.
所以呢，我们刚刚读过《列王记上》19章。
In the previous chapter, Elijah experienced one of the highlights of the Old Testament.
那么在前面十八章，以利亚经过了这个旧约当中的一件很大的事情。
If you're familiar with the story, there is a contest between Elijah and the prophets of the false god Baal.
所以你们如果记得这个故事，在这里呢有一个比赛，是以利亚跟这个巴利的假先知做的。
And the king and queen of Israel at this time, Ahab and Jezebel, they were worshippers of this false god.
那么在这时候的以色列王亚哈跟他的王后耶洗别，他们是侍奉这个巴利假神的。
And so the prophets of the false god, they make an altar.
所以呢，这个假神的这些先知们就筑了一座坛。
And Elijah, he makes an altar.
那么以利亚也筑了一座坛。
And the contest is which God is going to send fire down from the sky to light this altar on fire.
那么他们的比赛就是说谁的神能够从天降下火来烧在这个祭坛上。
And the false god Baal, he does not answer.
那么这个假神巴利他没有做任何的答复。
And Elijah has people soak the altar he built in water.
那么以利亚叫人把他所筑的坛先浇水把它弄湿。
And God sends fire down from the sky and it consumes the entire altar.
那么神就从天上降下火来把祭坛上所有的都烧了。
It was a statement that was loud and clear that said, I am the one true God.
所以呢这是一个非常清楚的一个宣告说我是那唯一的真神。
And so,This is my own personal thoughts, but I wonder if Elijah was disappointed because this event didn't have a greater effect on the people who saw or heard what happened.
那这个是我自己的推想，就是说以利亚是不是失望，因为这么大的一件事却不能够叫以色列民的心回转。
And Queen Jezebel, she wasn't there when she hears that this contest took place.
那么王后以西别她当时并不在场，可是当她听到这件事的时候
，She threatens Elijah's life.
那她就威胁以利亚，威胁他的生命。
And when we think about expectations,
所以当我们想到这个期望的时候
When God sent fire down from the sky to consume this altar,
当神从天上降下火来，来烧尽祭坛上的一切的时候，
I don't think Elijah expected that the next thing that would happen was that he would have to run for his life.
我相信以利亚绝没有想到说下一时刻所要发生的事就是他要逃命。
But that's what happens when we get to chapter 19.
到了19章的时候就是这样子的事情发生。
And I wonder if Elijah thought, this event should result in this king and queen, this evil king and queen, being overthrown in some way.
也许以利亚想，这么一件大事发生以后，这个邪恶的国王和王后会被推翻。
But instead, he finds himself running for his life.
但是呢，结果相反的是他在逃命。
And as he runs away out into the wilderness,
那么他逃到旷野里去。
We will pick up in chapter 19, verse 4, where we see Elijah alone by himself.
那我们要看19章第四节，当以利亚单独的时候。
Now, because this message is being translated,
那因为这个信息是经过翻译。
What we learned in the first hour is that it's easier if you read these verses and we don't go back and forth. So can you read verses... can you read verse 4 only at this time? We'll read it together.
请大家一起读第四节。
We start to get a sense of Elijah's disappointment.
在这里啊，我们可以看到以利亚的失望。
He's so discouraged to the point he says, "I don't want to live any longer."
他失望到一个程度，他说我不想活了。
And we will continue to see him communicate this disappointment and this discouragement.
那我们可以继续看到他怎么样把他自己的这个失望的情绪向神表达。
But before we go on to see what else Elijah has to say,
那么在我们看以利亚还要讲什么以前，
I want us to see that there's something very practical for us to learn from what Elijah does here.
那么我要我们大家看在这个地方是有一些很实际的应用。
Elijah communicates exactly how he feels disappointed out loud to God.
那么以利亚呢就用声音表达向神表达他的失望。
To the point where he says, "I don't want to live any longer."
甚至到一个地步，他说我不想活了。
And Elijah continues to say similar things as we go through the passage.
那么当我们继续看下去的时候，我们就看到以利亚还是讲的一些相似的话。
Can we read verses 9 and 10?
让我们一起读第九、第十节。
And Elijah continues to share about the disappointment that he feels.
所以呢，以利亚就继续分享他自己所经历的这个失望。
And what we see from the life of Elijah is when we are disappointed.
我们可以从以利亚的这个生命当中看到，当我们失望的时候，
we can share with God how we feel in those moments.
我们也可以把我们自己的感受向神表达。
And I think this is challenging for many of us because of our cultural background.
那么因为我们的文化背景对我们很多人来说这是非常有挑战性的。
I am fourth generation Japanese.
我是第四代的日本人。
And I know many of you are first generation Chinese.
我知道你们当中有很多是第一代的中国人。
Meaning that at some point in your life you came and immigrated here to this country.
那就是说当你们 有一个 时候你们从外面来到这个国家
the same way that my great grandparents did in the early 1900s
就像我的曾祖父祖母在这个二十世纪初来到这个国家一样
but something that is distinct in Asian culture is we don't always have the easiest time to share how we feel
那么亚洲的这个文化有一个特点就是说我们很难表达我们自己的感觉
And when I've had some of the few conversations that I've had with some of you and learned about your experience in moving to this country
当我有机会跟你们一起谈的时候你们告诉我们你们来到这个国家时候的一些经历
I wonder if part of why it's hard to share our feelings is it's a mechanism of survival
就想 为什么我们很难表达我们的情感也许这是一个求生的一个技能
So when you moved here from China or from Taiwan or from some other country
所以当你们从国内或者从台湾或其他的地方来到这里
You didn't have time to express your feelings
你们没有时间来表达你们的情感
You had to survive
你们需要生存下去
You had to adapt
你们需要适应
and you had to work hard
你们需要辛勤的工作
right
是不是
and so it was not easy for us to pause and take time to express disappointment or discouragement that we might have felt
所以呢我们很难有时间停下来然后就来表达我们自己的失望或者失败
so for me 4 generations later
所以呢对像我四代以后
I haven't gone through much of the hardship that many of you have had to
我没有经历你们很多人所要经历的这些困难。
And I still have a hard time expressing my emotions.
但是呢，我还是难以表达我的情感。
It is a difficult part of our culture.
这是我们文化的一个困难的地方。
But what we see from Elijah here is there is something good that happens when we share with God our disappointment.
那么从以利亚的这个故事来看，就是说，当我们向神表达我们的感觉的时候，就会有一些好的事情会发生。
Because when Elijah does this, it is a chance for God to comfort him.
因为当以利亚这么做的时候，神就有机会来安慰他。
And we see this in verses 5 through 8.
那么我们在第五到第八节可以看到这一点。
So can we read those verses, verses 5 through 8?
请大家一起读五到八节。
We saw in verse 4 that Elijah began to share his disappointment out loud to God.
那么我们在第四节看到是以利亚向神用话语向神表达他所经历的失望。
And then food miraculously appears.
然后呢食物就突然很神奇的就出现了。
But it also tells us that an angel of the Lord came to communicate with him.
那么这里呢也看到说神的使者来传递信息。
And when I think about the moments where I try to share with God the things that I'm disappointed about.
所以当我想到我向神表达我所感到失望的事情。
No food has miraculously appeared.
食物没有很神奇的出现。
But I have gotten a sense that his peace and his comfort and his encouragement that he wants for me is there.
但是呢我能感觉到他说给我的平安给我的安慰给我的鼓励都在那里。
And so we see that Elijah being in the wilderness and in this cave.
所以呢我们看到以利亚在旷野里在洞里。
As he communicates just how he doesn't want to live anymore.
就是他向神表达他已经不想活了。
It is a time where God meets him to comfort him and encourage him.
那么在这个时候神就与他相遇来安慰他来鼓励他。
And this teaches us when we experience expectations that have not been met.
所以呢，这就教导我们，当我们的期望不能得到满足的时候
，When we are disappointed，
当我们是非常失望的时候
，It is good to share that out loud to God。
就是说我们可以用我们的话语讲给神听。
Because it is an opportunity for Him to comfort us。
因为这是给神机会，让他能够来安慰我们。
I think we have experienced this when we've shared our disappointment with a close brother or sister.
所以我想我们当我们跟一个很亲密的弟兄或者姐妹分享的时候，我们就可以有这样的经历。
Where talking through the discouragement brings us some peace and some comfort.
就是当我们这样能够讲说我们的失望的时候，这可以给我们带来平安。
And even though Elijah was by himself in the wilderness.
虽然呢利亚是在旷野里是单独一人。
He wasn't alone.
但是他并不是真正的单独。
Because God was with him.
因为神与他同在。
And so in those moments where we feel alone in our disappointment.
所以当我们在我们的失望当中非常孤独的时候。
God is with us.
神是与我们同在。
He will comfort us in those moments when we share our disappointment.
在这个时刻当我们跟他分享的时候他会安慰我们。
But this is not the only reason why it is good for us to express that disappointment.
但是呢，当我们向神表达我们的失望的时候，这个不是唯一的原因。
Because God wants to comfort Elijah.
因为神要安慰以利亚。
And in the same way, He wants to comfort us.
那他要同样的也要安慰我们。
But that's not the only thing that God wants to do.
但是呢，这不是神唯一要做的事。
Yes, he wants to meet us there to comfort us.
是的，他要与我们相遇，来安慰我们。
But he also wants to lead us out.
但是呢，他也要把我们带出来。
And so what God does next in this passage helps us understand what helps us move out of our moments of disappointment.
所以呢，当我们继续看下去的时候，我们就看到是什么事情能够把我们从失望当中带出来。
And we see this in what God does starting in verse 11.
那么在从十一节开始我们看到神怎么做。
Can we read together verses 11 through 13?
我们一起读十一到十三节。
So these are supernatural things that happened right in front of Elijah.
所以在以利亚的眼前发生了这些超自然的事情。
There's a wind that causes the mountain to crumble.
所以呢，有烈风吹来崩山碎石。
There's fire.
然后有火。
There's an earthquake.
有地震。
And then God asks him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
然后神就问他，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
But what each of these three supernatural things has in common is it says that God is not in them.
这个三个超自然的现象有一个共同点，就是说神不在其中。
And as a result, I get the sense that Elijah sees these things, but it doesn't really affect him.
那么我有一个感觉，就是说以利亚看见这些事情，但是对他没有什么影响。
But from an earthly perspective, these are important and exciting things.
但是呢，从地上的观点来看，这些是重大的，这些是令人兴奋的事。
Not exciting in a good way, but we see earthquakes and fires on the news all the time.
虽然呢，不是一好的事情，因为我们经常在那个电视上看到地震，看到大风。
And it doesn't take Elijah's focus away from the disappointment that he feels.
但是呢，这些事情并没有把以利亚的注意力从他的失望转移。
Because when God asks him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
因为当神问他，以利亚，你在这里做什么
？He continues to share his discouragement.
然后呢，他就继续的讲他的那个失望。
And if we think about what's going on in Israel at this time,
如果我们来看在这个时候在以色列所发生的事情，
Elijah must feel like he has failed as a prophet.
以利亚一定会觉得他做先知是失败的。
He just called fire down from heaven.
他将呼求火从天上降下来。
And yet the state of Israel is still very similar.
可是以色列的情景并没有变。
And so, as Elijah continues to speak to God here,
所以呢，当以利亚继续跟神讲话的时候，
we get the sense that he understands.
我们就觉得以利亚明白一件事，
that the thing that will bring deepest meaning to him is not these big events.
所以呢，能够给他带来这个深深的这个意思的事情啊，
it would be if people worshipped God.
并不是这些大的事情，而是说人们能够真正的来敬拜神。
So as the youth minister here, when I spend time with your children who are in the youth group,
所以呢，做那个青少年的传道人，当我跟你们的孩子们分享的时候，
I'm about 15 to 20 years older than the kids in our youth ministry.
我比他们大大概15岁。
And yet, I want to share with you something that's very common for our generation.
所以我要跟你分享我们这一代人很寻常的一个现象。
We love big events.
我们喜欢大的事件。
The earthly things that are really exciting, we love those things.
我们喜欢属地的这个令人兴奋的这些事情。
Graduations.
比如说毕业。
Getting into the college we want to.
进到我们想进的大学。
Hopefully the Warriors winning the NBA championship.
或者呢，这个 Warriors 能够拿到冠军。
We love big events.
我们喜欢这个大型的事件。
And you have experienced this as parents if your son or daughter cannot go to Mexico or to the youth retreat.
所以呢，你们父母亲可能有这样经历，就是说，当你们的孩子们不能去墨西哥短宣，不能去青少年退休会的时候。
It's like the end of the world for them.
就对他们来讲，这是世界的末了。
But I consider myself part of that generation too.
但是呢，我认为我也是属于这一代人的。
And so, as I was in seminary studying to be a pastor,
所以当我在神学院学习要做传道人的时候，
it was always great to be studying God's word and to learn from very godly professors.
所以呢，就是学习神的话语，然后学习从这些很敬虔的教授们那里学习。
But the thing I was looking forward to the most was winter and summer vacation.
但是呢，我所最期盼的呢，就是放假的时候。
We love big events.
我们喜欢大型的事件。
That is our younger generation's challenge.
这就是我们这个年轻一代人的挑战。
But what we see God doing in the life of Elijah.
可是当我们看到神在以利亚生命当中所做的事。
Is that there's a sense that there is something that's so much greater than these big events.
就是说，好像有些事情就比这些大型事件更为重要的。
Calling fire down from heaven is a big deal.
那么从天上求告从天上降下火来是件很大的事。
And yet it didn't bring lasting change to God's people.
但是呢，在神的名当中没有带出真正有。
And this is why Elijah continues to share his disappointment.
这就是为什么以利亚在继续跟神表达他的失望。
And he continues to talk about this in verse 14.
然后呢，在第十四节他还是继续讲。
Can we read this verse together?
我们一起读十四节。他说，被耶和华。
And we get the sense that the thing that Elijah wanted more than anything.
那这里呢，我们就可以感受到那个以利亚最想要的。
Was that people would not forsake the covenant of God.
就是说人，以色列民不要背弃神的约。
That they would turn from worshipping idols.
他们要从那个敬拜假神转回。
And that they would turn back towards him.
然后回转到神的面前。
And there's a sense at the end of Elijah's life that he starts to understand this.
那么 这里就是好像说以利亚到了他生命的终了的时候，他明白了这一点。
And it makes it fitting that God says these words in the next two verses.
所以呢，在记下面的两节神所说的是非常合宜的。
Can we read verse 15 and 16 together?
一起读15、16节。耶和华对他说。
So in Elijah's disappointment that people are not following God,
所以呢，在以利沙在他失望，因为以色列人不跟随神的时候，
God's answer to him is very simple.
那么神的那个。
He says, go anoint a new king.
那么神给他的这个教导是很简单的。他说,你去高两位新的王。
One that will honor God.
那么他们呢,是会尊重神的。And
raise up a new prophet that will replace you.
然后呢,你也培养出一位新的先知来接续我。And
so Elijah has been in a place where he says, I no longer want to live.
以利亚, 到了一个地步说，我不要活下去了。But
God's instruction to him helps us see that God is not done working through Elijah.
可是神给他的指引是让我们看见说，神在他身上还没有完工。It
is God's way of saying, Elijah, there is more that I am going to do through you as a prophet.
这就是神向他说，说我还有工作要你做。
And so what this teaches us is that in our moments of disappointment,
这就教导我们当我们在失望之中的时候,
especially when we do not understand what God might be doing,
特别是我们对神的作为不明白的时候,
He's not done working through us.
他在我们身上还没有完工,
He's not done with us yet.
他没有完工。
We may feel crippled or discouraged by our disappointment,
我们觉得我们甚至是有障碍，我们不能够继续。
But God is not done working with us.
但是呢，神在我们身上没有完工。
And we saw that it was helpful for Elijah to share his feelings out loud with God.
那我们也看到说，这对以利亚很有用的一点就是说，他能够向神用话语来表达他的失望。
So that he could be healed and comforted.
这样子呢，他就能够得到医治，得到安慰。
And we know there are moments where we go into our own caves.
我知道我们也有这样子进到洞里去的那个时刻。
Where we are disappointed.
我们非常的失望。
And we need to find his comfort.
我们需要寻找到他的安慰。
And when we experience that, I want us to know it is okay.
当我们经历这一切的时候，我要你们知道，这没有关系的。
Elijah is one of the greatest heroes of the Bible, and he went through this process.
那么，以利亚是圣经当中一位非常重要的人物，可是他也经历这一切。So
if you are in a place this morning where you feel hopeless and disappointed,
所以呢，如果你今天上午，你现在觉得你是在失望当中，在无望当中，
if we share that out loud with God,
如果我们把这些事情呢，用话语向神表达的话，
I believe that he will comfort us in the way he comforted Elijah.
我相信他就要像他怎么样安慰以利亚一样的来安慰我们。
And so it is okay to go into that kind of cave.
所以呢，进到那个洞里是没有，是可以的。
But God doesn't want us to stay there.
但是神不要我们留在那里。
He wants to lead us out from that disappointment that we feel.
他要把我们从我们的失望当中带出来。
This is because if you are a servant of God,
这是如果你是神的仆人的话,
if you are a Christian,
如果你是一个基督徒,
God has placed his Holy Spirit inside of us.
神把他的圣灵放在我们里面。
And it will never leave.
这个圣灵永远不会离开我们。
And if the Spirit will never leave us,
如果这个圣灵永远不离开我们,
then that means God is not done working through us as his people.
这就表示说神还没有在他的名当中做完他的工。
We know that disappointment will happen.
我们知道失望是免不了的。
It's definitely happened in our past.
那么在过去发生过。
And we will experience it again in the future.
那么未来也会再发生。
And we will need to find God's comfort in those moments.
那么在这时刻我们需要得到神的安慰。
But in the same way as God was not done with Elijah,
那么同样的神在以利亚的身上没有完工。
God is not done working through us as well.
那么神在我们的身上也还没有完工。
This is why I love that the mission of our church is to make disciples through life change and have them be sent out.
那这就是我为什么很喜欢我们教会的使命，是培养一批那个生命改变了的门徒，并且把他们差遣出去。
Because what Elijah was really after was he wanted people to turn and worship God.
因为以利亚真正想要的就是说这些神的民能够转向神。
And when we see that God does this in our lives, whether it's our life or someone else's life,
所以呢，当我们看到神在我们身上工做这样的工，或者是我们自己生命当中或者别人的生命
it can take our eyes off of the disappointment that we feel.
就可以把我们的注意力从我们自己的失望当中转移。
And we see the joy of what God is doing.
然后呢，我们就看，因为看到神的作为，我们能够有喜乐。
I know that several of you got to go this year or in past years to the Midwest mission trip in the spring.
那我知道你们当中有些人今年或者是以前去参加过春天的美中短宣。
And some of you also know that I've gone to the youth camp that's the similar organization for the last four winters.
你们也知道过去的四个冬季我都去参加过这个青少年营。
And I can tell you, when you get to share what God is doing in your life with someone else,
我可以告诉你们，当我们跟别人分享神在我们身上的作为的时候，
and you get to see another person draw closer to God,
那么你就可以看见这个另外一个人啊，能够跟神相亲。
That takes our eyes off of whatever is disappointing us.
这个啊，就是我们的注意力从我们自己的失望当中转移。
And when I've spoken to some of you who went this past spring, I know some of you had that experience.
当我跟你们当中有些人谈这件分享的时候，我们就知道你们当中有人有这样子的经历。
As 1 Kings continues into 2 Kings.
那么也列王记上当然继续下去，到了列王记下的时候。
At the end of Elijah's life, you get this sense of peace that he has.
到了以利亚的生命的终点的时候，我们可以感受到他那的平安。
This peace comes because he was obedient to God and he raised Elisha up to be the next prophet of Israel.
这个平安是来自于他向神遵命，然后呢把以利沙带起来接续他。
And so Elijah went from a very low point in his life.
那么所以以利亚从他生命当中一个非常低落的点
where he says I don't want to live any longer
他说我不想再活了
and then he comes to the end of his life and there's a sense of peace because of this discipleship with Elisha
然后到了他生命的终点他有这样子的平安是因为他把以利沙带出来
God wasn't done with Elijah
神在以利亚身上还没有完工。
Even in his moment of greatest disappointment.
虽然在他最失望的时刻。
And in, as God's people,
那么我们是神的民。
He's not done with us either.
他也没有在我们身上还没有完工。
And now the problem for us with this passage.
那么这段经文对我们的问题是。
Is we might say Elijah is a spiritual giant.
我们说这个以利亚是个属灵的伟人。
He's one of the heroes of the Old Testament.
他是我们旧约当中的一位英雄。
I am not Elijah.
我不是以利亚。
It's one thing for God to work in Elijah's life, but I don't feel like God can do the same thing in me.
神可以在以利亚的生命当中做工，但是我不觉得神能够在我的生命当中做工。
But what we need to remember about the Old Testament.
但是呢，我们要记得旧约。
This was a time where God spoke to his people through prophets.
这个在旧约里的时候，神是透过他的先知向以色列民说话。
That was how God worked and how God spoke.
那么那个时候，神就是这样子向人民、向民众讲话。
But when Jesus Christ died on the cross, we read that the veil of the temple was torn.
可是呢，当耶稣基督在十字架上死了以后，我们读到说，圣殿里的那个幔子从上到下裂为两半。
Soon after that, the Holy Spirit entered into the disciples.
在那个不久以后呢，这个圣灵啊，就进到这些门徒们的心中。
And we live now in an age where God works and speaks through the Spirit.
那么我们这个时段呢，神是借着他的圣灵向我们说话。
And if Jesus is your Savior, the Holy Spirit is in you.
所以呢，如果耶稣基督是你的救主的话，圣灵就在你的心中。
And that means in the same way he was not done working through Elijah's life.
所以呢，就如神在以利亚的生命当中还没有完工。
He is not done working in you, no matter where you are at this morning.
所以呢，他在你的生命当中也没有完工，不论你现在的时刻是在什么光景之下。
And so in our moments of deepest disappointment,
所以在我们最深深失望的时刻，
God is not done with us.
神还没有完工。
And the thing that leads us out of that disappointment is when we continue to turn people towards Him.
那么我们怎么样能够从这个当中出来，就是我们能够带领人转向神。
As many of you know, this summer I'm going to be on sabbatical for 2 months.
你们很多人都知道，今年夏天我有2个月是度我的安息年的假期。
I shared with you earlier how much I look forward to vacation.
跟你们分享过我是如何期盼度假。
And when I think back on what's been a really amazing 4 years of youth ministry,
当我回顾这个过去4年是如何奇妙的4年服侍这个青少年。
There's a lot of joy.
有非常大的喜乐。
And there's also a lot of feelings that I wish we had done things differently to lead people to Christ.
但是呢，有时候我也会想，我如果另外的做法呢，能够带领人归向耶稣基督更好。
And so one thing that I want to pray about as I am on sabbatical this summer.
所以呢，我要为我今年夏天的安息年假期做的祷告。
Is to ask God, how do we help our youth group students know Him as their Savior?
就是说，怎么样能够帮助我们的青少年学生能够认识神
？How do we continue to help them to know how amazing it is to worship God？
我们怎么样能够继续帮助他们说，怎么样能够敬拜我们的神是如何的奇妙
？And so the youth group activities and the big events that we do as a youth group，
所以我们在这个青少年这一团。这里面我们所做的各样的活动，各样的大型活动。
These are really good at getting students to bring their friends and to build a lot of excitement in our youth group.
这个就是很好的机会，让我们的青少年能够邀请他们的朋友来。
But what I've learned is the thing that I look forward to the most.
但是呢，我又想到我最期盼的事情。
Is when I get to experience that one student.Has had a breakthrough in their relationship with God.
就是当我看到有一个学生一个人能够在他和神的关系当中有一个突破。
And when I think about the joy and the peace that that brings.
当我想到这样子的事情所带给我的平安喜乐。
Now that my sabbatical is only about 2 weeks away.
那么我的这个安息年的假期呢，只要再等2个星期。
Yes, I am excited for vacation and to be rested and refreshed.
是的，我为我的假期，我的能够得到的安息，我感到是非常期盼、兴奋的。
But now I can't wait to get back.
但是呢，我更等待不及的呢，是能够回到你们当中。
Because God's not done working through me.
因为神还没有完工。
And as God's people, God is not done working through you.
所以呢，你们是神的名，神也在你们身上还没有完工。
The thing that brought Elijah peace was discipling Elisha.
那么什么带给以利亚的平安呢？是因为他能够带领以利沙做门徒。
And continuing to work towards whatever would help people come to know who God is.
然后呢，继续的能够帮助人，带领他们来认识神是怎么样的一位神。
And so when I think back on any regrets that I have over the past 4 years of youth ministry.
所以呢，当我想到过去的四年有什么是我认为是我可以有一些后悔的地方。
And there are definitely things that I wish we had done differently.
有些事情我希望我们的做法是有不同。
The excitement of knowing that our students are coming to know who God is.
所以呢，当我知道我们的学生他们来能够明白神是怎么样的神，是非常令人兴奋的。
That can take my eyes off of any disappointment that I might feel.
这个啊，就使我的目光能够从我的失望当中转移。
And give me a sense of peace of what God is doing.
然后呢，我就能够因为神的作为而得到平安。
And so my prayer for all of us is this.
所以呢，我给我们大家的祷告是这个。
That we would know as the people of God with the Holy Spirit inside of us.
就说我们是神的名，我们知道我们当中有神，心中有圣灵。
If you find yourself disappointed or discouraged this morning,
所以呢，今天早上如果你觉得有失望、有灰心的
，God is not done working through you.
那么神还没有完工，神还要继续借着你做工。
And we experience that the most when we are leading people to come to know Him.
所以呢，我们这样子的经历呢，是当我们带领人来认识神的时候最为深刻。
And I pray that we would all get to experience that in some way.
那么我的祷告是我们每一个人都能够有这样子的经历。
Let's pray together.